Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to H1 FY24 earnings call from NATBIO Genes Limited, hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Deepika Sharma from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Enzo. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the H1 FY24 earnings call of NATBIO Genes Limited. We have on the call Mr. Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Devendra Khurana, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Harish Pandey, Business Lead, Dr. Venkatesh Pillai, Research Lead. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. May I now request the management to take us through the financials and the business outlook, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Deepika. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our H1 FY24 earnings con call. Before we deep dive into the financial results, I would like to update you about the developments and our way forward. NATBIO Genes was established with the primary goal of becoming a strategic partner for farmers, assisting them in overcoming challenges such as low crop yields, disease outbreaks, and the unpredictable monsoon, etc. Research has been our core, and as we focus on developing innovative products, nurturing stronger customer relationships, and continually generating value. I'm happy to state that we are making good progress on our earlier stated strategy of increasing contribution from non-cotton and non-paddy segment. The contribution to non-cotton and non-paddy segment increased from 22% in Q1 FY21 to 39% in Q2 FY24. Our green product basket, consisting of top-ranked cotton hybrid Sanket, most popular bajra seed Super 27, three fast-growing paddy hybrids Dhoom, Dhadak, and Dhadak Gold, hybrid tomato Akhand, and NCH 495, a unique chili hybrid, all have performed exceptionally well and continue to be top performers in the market. Another significant development this quarter has been on the export front. We have been putting a lot of efforts to expand our geographical footprints, and this quarter, we have been successful in getting our Fusion BT cotton registered successfully in Philippines, finally, and sales would come in soon. We'll continue to build on this market. However, our efforts in other locations, especially Africa, have been getting impacted on account of geopolitical uncertainties, and the recent Israel conflict has caused further disruptions. Despite a very good prediction about monsoon, we have faced a very weak monsoon this season, that is Kharif 24. The overall sentiment in the farming community is not that positive. This is despite the commodity prices exceeding the minimum support price in practically all the crops like maize, cotton, and also paddy. The Rabi sowing could be impacted because of the weak rainfall, and how the prices pan out over the coming months will decide the real season. While we continue to focus on research and development activities, farmers' requirements are changing fast, and their expectations are high for products which can handle an impact of climate change and vagaries of monsoon. Our researchers are working hard to develop seeds with high pest resistance and superior yield, at the same time being resilient to changing climates. Over the years, we have maintained a strong balance sheet and a robust financial position, which we intend to sustain. We'll continue to build a pipeline of exceptional products and strengthen our market share and position both. I would like to thank all our stakeholders and look forward to their continued support. With this, I would like to hand over to Mr. Khurana for his comments.
Thank you, Gagliwal, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us today. Our earnings presentation has been uploaded on the exchanges, and I hope you would have seen the same. At the outset, I would like to introduce my colleagues, Mr. Harish Pandey. He is our business lead for sales and marketing of the entire set of crops, inclusive of cotton, paddy, other field crops, vegetable crops, as well as plant nutrient supplement. Dr. Venkatesh Kulkarni, he is our research lead. And I also have Mr. Amol Gupta, our finance and accounts AGM. Before I discuss the financial performance in detail, I would like to talk about the opening highlights, operating highlights for financial year H1 FY24. NAATH Biogenes is strategically balancing its product portfolio to foster sustainable growth. 2-3 years back, we had made a statement that the company, while continuing its focus on cotton and paddy, would lay special emphasis and focus on NCP crops like bajra, maize, vegetable, etc. The strategy is working well. In H1 FY24, the company witnessed the contribution of its non-cotton, non-paddy portfolio at 40%. In spite of the growth in cotton and paddy portfolio, revenue in this segment grew by 6% to 1005 million versus 947 the last fiscal. Cotton remains the cornerstone of NAATH Biogenes operations, and the company maintains a steadfast focus on this crop. In H1 FY24, the company sold 13.10 lakh cotton packets, making a 17.2% rise over last year. Regarding paddy, we informed that we are gradually shifting our focus to hybrid paddy without losing sight of OP paddy. This is because of high value products. Based on the same, the volume H2H grew by 32% and the value grew by 38.74%. The company's strategic emphasis on promoting hybrid paddy variety with improved margins remains on course. The emphasis on bajra is bearing well. Our star product Super 27 is performing extremely well. Led by this product, the bajra segment grew by 28.78% in value, although the volume growth was only 14.72%. The PNS segment has also recorded a good growth in volume. The volume surged by 22.8% on YOY basis to 25,000 liters. The value growth was 24.18%. Technically, we have achieved 75% of the quantum sold last year. Moving on to the financial performance for H1 FY24, the sales had a reasonably good growth of 11.59% on H2H basis. We have already achieved 85% of the FY23 sales. NAATH Biogenes sustained the gross margin exceeding 52% in this half year, which is in line with earlier periods. The EBITDA for the period stands at 41.20 crore, and we are maintaining a 16% EBITDA margin ratio with an increase of 8.16% on a sequential basis. The PAT also increased by nearly 8.7% to 35 crores. It has been gradually decreasing our finance cost, which stood at 5.2 CR, down by 7.4%. The debtors are on the higher side in H1 FY24 due to the weak monsoon and the delayed sales and returns. But so are the advance bookings received against sales. The net debtors are around 112 crores and the process to recover these is continuous. I would also like to inform that the company had entered into a joint venture in Uzbekistan, basically to promote our BT cotton and other crops with 90% shareholding. Although the operations are still at a nascent stage, we have been giving consolidated results every quarter. With that, I would like to now open the floor to question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. So the first question is from the line of Naman Bansali from Perpetuity Ventures LLP. You can go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is relating to the vegetable segment. What has been the contribution of that segment in this quarter? And could you provide some insights into the key products and the performance within this segment to give a better understanding?
Let me answer partly, and for other part I will give it to the marketing chief. Technically, the H1 is not very good on vegetables. It's a rabi product, a rabi crop. We have, out of the total sales, only 10 crores come from vegetables. Okay, but as regards the products and the future, I am handing it over to Mr. Harish Pandey.
Yes, about vegetables. Yeah, we have grown around 16% over last year. And this year, we are expecting at least minimum 20% growth in 23-24. Because we have excellent products like Akhand, we have 495 chili, we have, and other than these, we have the list of all the performing providers, which is pea or coriander or any other crop for that matter, even including cucumber and radish, we are performing well. So hopefully, we'll at least will grow by minimum
20%. Okay, got it.
Vegetable, let me add, vegetable last year was around 33 CR. And Mr. Pandey is expecting around 20% growth in that. So let's hope for the best and let's hope that Ravi goes well. Next question, please.
Got it.
Thank you very much.
I have a couple of more questions. Can I continue?
Yep.
Yeah. So my second question is relating to the paddy. So how could you, could you provide some insights into the expected trajectory of the paddy realization moving forward? And particularly in light of the expansion of the hybrid portfolio, and what proportion of increase can we anticipate in this context?
Paddy last year was around 43,000 quintals, which in H1 has crossed almost about 54,000, 53,901 to be precise. And we have got around 74 CR in the current scenario through paddy. In H2, paddy still contributes. Not much, but it does. And hybrid paddy, like I said, it's because it's a high value system with lower volumes but higher values. So I think we are online as far as paddy is concerned.
Okay, got it. And lastly, on the working capital cycle, so how can we expect the working cycle to move over the next 2 to 3 years, and how are you working on the reduction of that?
As far as working capital cycle is concerned, it has been our bread and oil. It has been giving me a little bit of restlessness over the last 2 years, although the things are definitely improving. But like this year, the debtors went up because the recoveries from the market have slowed down because the farming community itself is reeling at the present. But be rest assured, we are constantly working on the working capital cycle to ensure that it reduces further. Our cash flows have been reasonably good, Even this year in H1, we had around 15 crores of fixed deposit lying with the banks, which was around 35 crores last year. So this gives me a sufficient leeway with cash. Keeping that in mind, working capital is a regular process and we continue to work on it and bring it further down.
Okay, thanks. Thanks.
Thank you so much. So before we take the next question, ladies and gentlemen, just a gentle reminder, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. So the next question is from Romil Savalia from Concept Investwell. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Hi sir. Yeah. So, sir, I have a two question. First, on the weak monsoon side. So, what could be the impact of the weak monsoon on the Kharif crops? And the second, on the guidance side, could you provide with some guidance regarding top line and margin for next 2 years, FY 2023, 2024, and 2025, if possible for you?
Yes, we will split this question in two parts. As regards the weak monsoons and their effect thereupon the Rabi and Kharif, I would request Mr. Kagliwal to answer. Regarding guidance, I will come back. Satish sir, please.
Yeah, Mr. Savalia, I have tried to briefly talk about the Kharif, weak monsoon in Kharif. This is impacting the productivity and also quality of product which is coming up in the farmers' fields. As you can see, the predictions of cotton productivity is low, and even paddy area was planted very, very late, affecting the total overall production. So this is the impact of Kharif weak monsoons. Going forward, even Rabi will be weak, predicted to be weak, because the ground level water, the groundwater levels are low because of less rainfall, and this will also reduce the total area under Rabi production. So overall, if you ask me, the entire system is under pressure, and only they can be saved by getting good prices from the market. That all depends on how the price movement happens in future. So this is what the situation is about monsoons and the impact that has come Kharif and Rabi both. Over to you, Mr. Puran.
Yes, and as regards guidance is concerned for top line, like I said, we almost achieved 85% of last year's growth, last year's top line. I'm expecting around 15 plus, I'm being conservative, around 15% plus on the top line. And we hope to continue to maintain our EBITDA of 16% and the net profit margin of around 14%. This is the guideline for FY24. As regards FY25, we would definitely like to improve upon that. But that would depend upon the results of this year, which will come 6 months down the line.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you. This will help a lot.
Thank you so much. The next question is from Aditya Sen from Robo Capital.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So coming back to the questions asked by a few previous participants, the first one, the data is high. So are we expecting any sort of write-off this quarter or this year?
Aditya, no write-offs, no quarters, nothing. We have not done for debtors write-offs for last, I think, I can't remember when we last did that.
Yeah.
We create a provision of debtors which are non-recoverable for the last 3 years.
Yes.
And every year we create that provision to take it away from the P&L accounts. That does not mean that we do not try and pursue legal matters to get these people down the line. But to be fair to the figures, we create a provision. This year also, at the end of the year, if I find that my debtors have increased by more than 3 years non-recoverable, I will create a provision, but no write-offs.
All right. And any outlook on the recoverability of the previous provisions that we made?
The provision was made for advances, that provision was made, which has been explained before also, that it was done for people who could not repay the basically the farming community. I am happy to announce that this year the recoveries have started, although there is nothing much to boast about, But even if I'm able to recover about 10%, it would be running to around 9-10 crores. We are hoping for the best, but it will be done.
Yeah, even 10-12% would be great for the company.
Yes, so it has already started. Technically, I shouldn't be bringing figures, but we already got around 3-4 crores back. It comes in trickles, it comes slowly, but it will come surely. Don't worry. It's our money.
Got it. Yeah, we are not worrying. We know that it will. And also it has been sent out for a good purpose, so no worries on that.
Thank you very much.
Coming to the hybrid paddy question, can you please share the proportion between the basic paddy and the hybrid paddy? Are we improving how the trend?
As of now, it is generally around 50-50. It was 60-40. We are trying to increase hybrid. I am only talking of the value, not the volume, please.
Okay.
So we are technically around midway through. We would like to increase further.
Any aspirational target up to where will we take this in value or volume term?
Please understand that we are into a flexible market. Tomorrow, if we have a very good RS research product, a very good OP hybrid product, then I don't expect to be holding myself or selling that the ratios may change again.
Yeah, right.
It's a constant war between the products and the need of the market and the monsoon.
Okay. All right then. These were my questions as of now. I'll fall back in the queue.
Thank you so much. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. So the next question is from the line of Rupesh Shantilal, who's an investor.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Yes. Sir, the QIP as regards our company's investor friendliness. The QIP, people are stuck at 455 and the dividend payout has been 2 rupees. Other than this, the return on equity is minuscule 7%. So how should you look at the investor angle? Of course, the company is progressing, but the investor's return is not, you know everything, na?
Okay, so, yeah. So, Mr. Rupesh, can I ask you a question? Are you a QIP investor?
No, I'm not.
You are not, right?
There is bound to be a supply.
No.
Overhang, na?
Boss, you have asked a question. I'm giving you the answer. Just let me be clear. Are you a QIP investor was my
question. No. Fine. I'm not a QIP investor.
Right. Then let me put all the list.
Hello?
4 or 5. And all those investors slowly have sold their share and moved out of the company portfolio.
Wait.
And they have taken their profit or losses, whatever, at their end in their own wisdom. So I am definitely answerable to the investing community, which would also include the QIP investors if they were part of my investment portfolio. If they are not, then I think Rupesh, the question is misplaced, please.
Kindly take note that the investors had faith and they booked loss, whatever, that is their problem. But I am asking about the investor friendliness. The investors are not happy because the return on equity is minuscule. The dividend payout is 2 rupees. That's what, because the company's turnover and everything looks so huge, but investors get almost 2 rupees per year. So that is what I'm asking.
Sir, dividend is being given constantly for last 3 years. Hopefully, we will be able to.
Is there going to be a change in dividend policy?
Mr. Rupesh, you please ask a question and then listen to the answer. Don't interfere because it is a con call going on.
Okay.
Apologies. Now let me take it. Dividend the company has been given for last 3 years. We hope to maintain and try and enhance it down the line. That is point number one. As far as investor friendliness is concerned, I think this company is one of the most investor-friendly regarding compliances, governances, information, and everything else. Now, coming back to your question of who has entered the company portfolio investment at what place. If somebody entered at 160, he would be very happy. If you enter at 380, you will not be happy.
No, that's right.
I agree. But company is maintaining a steady growth. Company is maintaining a steady bottom line. Company is maintaining a steady industrial relationship. We have identified and appointed Go India as our industrial relation manager, investor relationship manager for last 4-5 years now. So I think the company is doing all that is in its capacity to ensure that we get the best of the results. We are here for operations. Lastly, QIP came in 2018. By the time the funds were raked in, it was 2019. And then the COVID hit.
Mm-hmm.
COVID
yes.
put everything on the mat. So
yes,
all
yes.
the investments and so many things went bad. That was just a bad luck, which was beyond control. It was not even strategic. It was got bad. But be rest assured that we are doing all that we can to keep everybody on the line.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Ms. Seema Bajaj from RK Consultants.
Hello. I'm audible. Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, sir. So I wanted to know more about like how are you strengthening your presence in non-cotton and non-paddy segment, if you can throw some light on that.
How are we strengthening our non-cotton, non-paddy? Bajra ke baare baat karo, bajra. Yeah, I will give it to Mr. Harish Pane. You talk about bajra, vegetable, maize, even
wheat custard.
Yeah, we are strengthening our non-cotton and non-paddy. Like we have included palmolate, right? And if you see the performance of Super Surprise, which is performing outstanding, even this year when the drought-like situation was there, this product has performed outstanding. And other than this, we have launched two more products, which is 05 and 07. Both has performed extraordinary in the field, especially 07 has performed. And in other crops like corn, whatever we have sold in the past, we have already achieved before Rabi season starts. And to see the performance, right, the performance of our newly launched 1008 and Dominator 401, it is performing either equal to the multinationals or better to any Indian company products, right? When it comes to Vinchivin, whatever we have product, we have introduced two more products in granular form, which are also performing outstanding, and more of our footprints are increasing, right? And our approach to number of farmers is also increasing quarter on quarter basis. So this is what is overall. Thank you.
Well, that's great. Thank you. And one more question is that, can you please give some outlook for paddy and cotton segment also in FY24 and also for FY25 if possible, and also a little bit update on export market if possible. Thank you so much.
Three things you said. Cotton, I already mentioned that in cotton we plan to keep our growth to around 20% because we need to focus on other crops and I need funds for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Paddy also is generally growing in the same line. But we are trying to get better volumes and better margins through hybrid paddy enhancement.
Okay.
As far as exports are concerned, we are currently in a normal criteria of only around 8 to 10 crores of exports coming every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had a joint venture with Uzbekistan. 2 years down the line, that is going to give us a good impetus. Like Mr. Kagaliwal said, that we have already got our registration done in Philippines now. 2 years down the line, that is also going to give us a good impetus. If these two go through the way they are planned, then in FY26, our exports should be giving a competition to any other segment.
Okay. So just one last question, if I may ask. What R&D products are you excited about and your thoughts on new product development? That's all. Thank you.
Now, this question I would request Dr. Venkatesh Kulkarni, our research chief, to answer. Doctor?
Hello. It's a good question. I would like to tell that we are strengthening, as Khuranaji told, our portfolio in hybrid paddy, pearl millet, and cotton. Especially in cotton, we have two hybrids under the demo stage. Till now, the performance is appreciated by the farmers and distributors whoever have visited. In early maturity maize segment, where there is only one competition, we had a very strategic planned trials there, and I'm very happy to say that in northern India, where this segment persists, our 5260 is performing very well, exceedingly well, and it is entering into trial seed production mode. In the same way, we are into okra. That is the biggest excitement for us also, because there are three hybrids which have entered into trial seed production mode and one hybrid into a test marketing mode. So these are all new things coming in into the portfolio. And how to take it forward, this has already been done with Harish ji, and we are hoping that our breeders will enter into revenue cycle much faster than what we expect.
Okay. That was very helpful. Thank you so much. So that's all from my side.
Thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, a gentle reminder again. You may press star and one to ask any question. Now, the next question is from the line of Zina Shah, who's an investor. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So you mentioned in the opening remarks about the expansion of NATH in Philippines. So could you elaborate on this opportunity and, you know, what impact this could have on the revenue and margins going forward?
I would request Mr. Kagliwal to please handle this.
Yeah. See, Philippines has been growing cotton in the past, and unfortunately, because of the crop productivity went down because due to infestation, the cotton area came down, and with the approval of our Fusion BT cotton in Philippines now, we are going to rebuild their entire cotton industry, textile industry. So we'll first start growing cotton there, and then that will lead to revival of the entire textile industry. So it will be an interesting phase of developing cotton cultivation again in Philippines. It will be slow to begin with, but then it will be very significant as it grows. So going forward, initially slow, but it become vibrant as it moves forward. That is about Philippines. This is about cotton. But once you enter with cotton there, we also will expand into other crops, like especially maize and paddy, and also vegetables. That is also our plan. So as we enter Philippines, it will be exciting journey to expand in Philippines with multiple crops and new technologies. I hope it answers your question.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, a gentle reminder again. You may press star and one to ask a question. So the next question is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Over to you, sir.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, Nitin, you are perfectly audible.
Okay, great. Sir, just a few questions from my side. Nothing to do with the current accounts, more to do with the situation and where the company stands. Firstly, the company has got approval for, they had applied for approvals of 14 lines of cotton, which I believe they have received.
Cotton. Sorry?
I could get that.
No, your question was not clear, Nitin, please.
One second. Let me just switch this audio.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. So we can, but your question was not clear.
Okay, no. So the company had applied for 14 GE cotton lines, right? for the field trials, the protein cotton gene rice?
Doctor, are you aware? What's he asking?
Which?
No, I'm not getting his question.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, I'll be more audible now. Hello.
Yeah, yeah. You are audible, but we are not able to get what kind of gene we are talking about.
Okay. So this is the last report that came from the gene editing committee meeting last day, where it said that NAT Biogenes, which is your good company, from Aurangabad, had applied 14 lines of GE cotton, different lines, and it wants to select basically at least expression of their own. So the best lines out of this, and that's why it applied for the field trial licenses, and I'm assuming you have received that.
Yes. Sir, I think we'll ask, my small request, this is something which is away from the normal. This has got nothing to do with the current operations. Dr. Satish Raina is trying to work on that for a different thing separately, which currently I am not, you know, at par to make it visible. So I think then we defer this question for next time when we are through with the public system.
Understood, sir. Understood.
Yeah, you got what I'm trying to say.
I get it, sir. I get it. And no worries. I'll move to the next question.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, the next question was, we have a stake in a mega food park, and the unquoted investment release as per the balance sheet is about 5 crores in that.
Yes.
What is the share? What does that 5% represent to the pie? Sorry, 5 crores represent to the whole pie?
Around less than 20%.
Less than 20%.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great, sir. This is just bookkeeping. Next question, sir. The government is pushing a lot of thrust on getting things right. If you could comment, are you seeing that happening? Are you seeing a lot of thrust from different, because a lot of departments are involved and this is still an evolving subject in India. However, are you seeing the government put its act together when it comes to GE crops in India? If you could comment on this.
I'll
Yeah. Actually, government is shifting, let's say, emphasizing on genetically engineered crops. And I think every seed company is making an effort to come up with improved genetics and better products through this technology. And hopefully this will speed up the process of new product development. And also the kind of product that we can take out of this process will be different. So government emphasis is there, but I think industry which is putting in effort is significantly now much more in last few years than in the past.
Understood. The last question from my side. I don't know whether you can answer this or not, so I'll just be ask you, and if you can answer, good. If you can't answer, I understand.
Nitin bhai, all your questions are too forward looking. Please ask.
Okay. This is because the gene the committee basically, which regulates gene editing crops in India, has given permissions for two things which is not being very talked about right now, is potato and banana. To certain bodies. Now, are we working with those bodies or in line with this
company? We are not into potato and we are not into banana.
Okay, got it. So just, okay, got it. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
At the outset, once again, let me thank my entire investor community. It has been real nice to see the kind of deep study that all of you are making and the kind of forward-looking or even more intelligent questions being raised by investing community. It gives us an impetus to be even more transparent and open and letting you know what exactly we are doing. We have given you the guidelines. We have maintained those over the last year or two. I am hoping that this year we will again come back to you within 6 months with what we think is possible and what we have said is possible, with a better top line, a better bottom line and definitely with better crop mix and all that. I think I will close with thanking you all once again with a special thanks to Go India also on our behalf and the Concall Arranging Company. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. So on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.